Are we live?
I think so.
Are we live?
Ah, the sun.
Oh, yeah. I'm back at it like a crack addict. Back like I never left, but I kind of did. But that's besides the point. It is the Bumpin' Fee Boy podcast with your boy, So Fly Manny Low, and the Pure Dragon, Oliver Sawyer. And we got a special guest today for a little bit,
Yeah,
Amira
for
Rose.
a second.
And this is the Bumpin' Fee Boy podcast. I can't see worth a
I
shit.
can't see.
It
Boys and
is.
girls. I can't see. No.
You still got
Are
them
y'all
hoes
still got it
on?
on? Yeah, I still got it
Nah, I
on.
took them off, man.
Okay, we're taking them off. Ah, the sun.
We can't go blind from this eclipse, bro.
Nah,
Can't
bro.
go blind.
And you
Yo,
know
I
what?
actually looked at it with my bald eyes. I'm surprised I can still see right now.
Well, you know, praise
I'm waiting.
God.
Praise
But you know
God.
what's crazy? You know what's crazy? The next solar eclipse will be in 20 years. You know what else will be happening in 20 years?
What
Like
the a thousand
episode
episode?
900. Yeah. Yes,
Yeah.
sir. Yes,
Yes,
sir. We
sir.
took a week off. It was so unfortunate.
Yeah,
But
things have been lining up because
scheduling conflicts.
yeah, scheduling conflicts had to be in Philadelphia for the biggest week in wrestling. But it's okay, we're back now. And man,
And we so much to talk about.
I wish we had that last week because fuck. We might have split this into two parts just so we could have let's put have this so we could have two episodes catch back up.
Brother, I don't know what kind of time you got.
I don't know. I know you're about to
Who
go to
got
sleep.
time like that?
I don't know.
Bro, what a week it has been. It feels like, I mean, I know we only missed 1 week of podcast, but it feels like we ain't podcasted in a month. Like, I forgot how to get this going today.
It's just because so much stuff has happened in that week that it's like we're not even worried about it. We worried about all this stupid shit that's going on.
You know what's crazy is that when I was thinking about what we were gonna do for last week's episode, I was like, oh great, CM Punk just did an interview. We get to talk about it. We got what? Like,
Can't even talk about that hell no more.
can't even talk about the interview anymore because now I gotta talk about the next part. And who knows, by the time
Oh.
this airs, he might have shot back.
Bro, we done missed Sakura Genesis. We done missed that interview. We didn't do our prediction, so we missed a punishment. But we'll get back on that horse.
That's probably why you dodged the episode, because you knew you would have
I didn't dodge
lost.
the episode. No, I would have won actually.
I don't think so.
Bro,
I'm trying to think.
I bet on Sami Zayn. We did like a little drinking game, and I bet on him for him to win. And everybody thought Gunther was winning.
That's
And
true.
then
I did think Gunther was winning.
Once once
I'm
he
not
got to
gonna
that
lie
second
though.
splash, everybody in the house got quiet because they knew Sammy was about to win.
Bro, once the brainbuster on the buckle happened, I was like, oh, that's rad.
Bro.
Bro. Wait,
I wish I was there live for that one.
you said y'all played a drinking game?
So we were betting on who was gonna win, and whoever's person lost, they had to drink.
Interesting. How
And
old are you?
I was literally the only one. Don't worry about that. I was literally the only one in the house that picked Sami Zayn.
Yeah, no, I forgot about that. I probably would have lost too, because I would have picked Gunther.
Don't know. Something about the air just told me Sami was gonna win. Just the build up to when he was walking out and whatnot.
Bro, no, I'm not gonna lie. When he was talking to his wife and kid, I was like, that's crazy how they're gonna do that and then just kill him. But they did kill him.
It was one of my favorite matches of the weekend.
You know, I gotta go back and really rewatch that one because I was on the move as that match was happening. So I really only got to, I mean, you know, Gunther murdered him and then he fought back. So
Great
I
match.
feel like I saw most of the story of the match. But yeah,
It
that
was
ending.
incredible. Gunther needs to wrestle Cody now. That's all I'm gonna say.
That's probably what's gonna happen. But do you think they'll wait? Do you think they'll just do it at the next pay-per-view, or you think they'll have Gunther win King of the Ring first?
Maybe King of the Ring, and then at Clash of the Castle, that's when Gunther wrestled Cody.
Yeah.
Because
That
I think
makes
the
sense.
next big show is in Puerto Rico, or is it in France?
It's in France.
Ooh. I mean, they might do a next show then. I don't know.
Because I don't even know who wrestles Cody.
We know. Well, nobody knows yet. It's not the
Well, we do know that. We do
fucking
know
Rock.
that. Speaking of which,
Let's start from the beginning of this whole the craziness of this week.
talk to us.
So, was there anything you were looking at until Saturday, or you just cared about the big shit?
No, you mean like Mania weekend stuff?
Yeah.
I ain't watched not one thing.
Really?
I watched a little bit of Stand and Deliver. A little bit. And then I watched Mania Night 1 and 2.
Stand and Deliver was really good. The
Did y'all
three-way
go, like,
with
what did you guys go to?
we went to some GCW shows, a good bit of those. We went to a we went to a show that was at a skate park with no ring, and I thought it was gonna be deathmatch shit, so I was looking forward to seeing some glass. I didn't see glass that whole weekend, so I was a little upset.
Good. No,
No, not
good.
good. I was promised deathmatch wrestling. I didn't see shit. We probably left too early. We probably did it for the main event. But yeah, we saw White Mike and Rob Killjoy up there at that skate park show. They wrestled in some Rumble or something. That shit was lit.
Oh, was that the hour-long GCW thing?
No, we went to that too. The clusterfuck. The clusterfuck was crazy too. It had like 60 people, 80 people in
Yeah,
it.
was it good?
It had its moments, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Bro, the end was spectacular though.
Who won? It was
The final four was Nick Gage,
yeah, the
Micro
doll,
Man.
right?
Yeah, I forgot. I don't know how to say the doll's name. The doll was in it, and then Chiton. And then before that, it was a chicken that got eliminated. Mike Bailey was inside of a chicken outfit. It was lit. But
Very nice.
yeah, Micro Man beat Nick Gage in that battle royal, and that's all I need to see for that my
Listen,
WrestleMania weekend.
I'm ready to see Microman on a bigger stage.
Bro, Micro
Sure.
Man's the best, isn't he?
The first time I saw him was at an MLW show, and I was hooked immediately.
Now I don't see
I don't
why you
remember
wouldn't be hooked.
that guy, that
Boy's
man.
special.
That boy is quite micro, but
Yes,
he makes my heart feel macro. That's all
indeed.
there is to it.
Love
Nah, what
Micro
else?
Man. Shouts out Micro Man. Yeah, that was just a lot of stuff going on, but Stand and Deliver, the two matches that was crazy to me was there was a three-way with Obafemi, Dijak, and Josh Briggs. Insanity. Three big motherfuckers just throwing out leather. And then the main event with Carmelo and Tricky. And then fucking Malachi got a fucking video on there.
Who?
Javon Evans got a video on there.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
That was dope as fuck.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Yeah, no, I saw a little bit of the Ilya Dragunov match. It's time to just let's get that boy where he belongs.
You think I feel like he's moving up soon.
Oh yeah, he was on Raw.
He was on Raw.
Yeah, and he said he's going to the draft. He's about to lose that thing to Trick Williams, and he's going to. I'd probably put him on SmackDown though,
Well,
but
in the draft, they said NXT can draft too.
that's literally just a way to get people like off of Raw and SmackDown that don't need to be there. Like that's real
That's
nice of
crazy.
them. Like at least it's not a call down, you know?
It's
But
just
yeah, I would
the move.
not.
It's a move over. You're still on TV.
Yeah, you're still on TV, just not, you know.
I
Sure.
think they're gonna do something that like people don't expect though. Not like nobody is big as like their top stars, but I feel like a big move is gonna happen to where it's like, oh, what the fuck? He's on XC now.
I'm not gonna lie, I could see like AJ doing NXT for a little
That'd be
bit
cool. That'd be cool.
because the rest of them boys are down there. But I don't know, I kind of don't want anything like that to happen because I want the people that have been in NXT to move on and the people that are coming up in NXT to get their chance.
That's true. That's true.
And when I say the people that are currently, I just mean Javon Evans. I couldn't care less about anyone else down there beyond him.
Damn.
Just being honest.
Damn.
But over under on when he is North American champion
Bro,
by
6 months,
SummerSlam
bro.
weekend.
That's
Yeah.
like
Yeah. That's
the way
crazy.
that, it's insane.
Bro, they
Like,
literally came up with camera angles just to watch him jump. I ain't never seen no camera angle. Wow. And they
That
didn't
was
even open
insane.
that camera angle just to see his taker dive. It's crazy, man.
No words for that, bro. No words.
Bruh.
I was just
And he's
watching. I
doing.
was like, bro, this man really about to be champ. Like
Dude.
that.
But
But yeah, it's
don't
cool. It's
worry.
lit.
I'll still be here to humble him. Because, you know, he ain't that
You know,
good.
I wish you did come up with us this weekend.
Yeah, I saw
You
y'all
had,
hanging out with
we
him.
would have the whole gang, bro.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, I ain't. Listen.
It wasn't that bad of a drive either.
No, Philly's not that bad. It's what, like 6, 7 hours?
But yeah, it's not that bad.
Yeah, no, I wasn't worried about the drive. But
what are you worried about?
I can only deal with some of these people for so long. I'll just be honest with you. But,
nah,
no,
I
yeah, and
understand.
then what else? Anything other? Anything else at Mania weekend before we talk about Mania itself?
Nothing too crazy. I mean, can I call out the racist fans of wrestling?
Sure. What
Bro,
happened?
bro, I don't know if it's just me, but there was the For the Culture show, right? That shit went on at like 12 o'clock in the morning type shit. Tell me why, like, all the other 12 o'clock shows were packed as fuck the whole week, but the For the Culture, after joining on spring break, that was after that. After that show, they got out about that bitch real quick.
What was the main event? Or, like, what was, you know.
Of what?
Of the For the Culture show.
It was Billy Dixon and Darius Carter.
Well.
No. I'm just saying. just the way they left so fast.
Yeah.
I was like, damn. That's crazy. And their excuses was like, man, it's been a long day. I have to get ready for tomorrow. But
and
then
that
next
was
night.
Friday night?
I think that was, yeah, it was Friday night. So then the next day, when there was a Saturday night, and there was a big Mania show, which you probably went to, and then there was a big stand deliver. That was a long day, but they stayed for that clusterfuck,
which was after Mania.
Yes,
dude. Yeah, I couldn't.
And it was packed
dude.
In that bitch.
I've
that's
done.
Just my that's just my opinion. I don't want to pull the race card, but like it's kind of.
Well, you did, so it's too late to
go
back.
It's kind of obvious, if you ask me. That's just
you
one
know,
man's opinion.
I'd back your opinion.
Thank you.
So,
Oliver Sawyer is four.
Say it.
You say.
No, I can't do that.
But yeah, that's all I thought. But that was like the things we went to. And then Mania the next day. We didn't go
Did
to
you,
that. We went to night two. I wish
you
we went
to
both
night,
nights.
You went to night two?
Mm-hmm. You
oh
know
my
I had to
goodness.
See Cody finish the story, boy.
Can you imagine if he didn't?
I would actually cried. I would have left that venue crying in actual tears.
Bro, what? Dude, first of all, I didn't pay as close of attention to night one, but the way they put together night two. Because the show opens with the world title match.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I don't know. Like, it was, I, on the one hand, I was looking forward to it just because it's like Seth and Drew. And it was,
mm-hmm.
But it's like, we've seen that match like 2 or 3 times over the past 6 months. So it's like, we don't
right.
really need to have like a long, drawn out, like main event style match.
No, they didn't.
We sure didn't.
they knew
said,
the deal.
Claymore, Heat, curb stomp for the comeback. Curb stomp for the falsie. Claymore again, 1, 2, 3.
I missed that match, but it sounded lit as fuck. We were dead ass walking in the arena when that match
yeah.
was going on.
Yeah,
it,
no,
sounded...
it was lit. Did you see the cash in?
Bro, yeah, we sat down right when the cash in happened.
Brother.
Oh. And that's my first, like, major show, like,
mm-hmm.
like super major show. And I thought, like, seeing a group of people lose their shit is crazy, but seeing 60,000 people lose their shit. Is bro, man,
mm-hmm.
can't even imagine
yeah,
what it feels like in the middle of that shit.
I know, but the thing is, you can't hear people in the stadium. when you're in
I
the
don't
middle.
know how you can't. The motherfuckers are
I think,
rocking in that hoe.
well, I think the thing is like the sound is like delayed. And so
Yeah.
because like when you're in an enclosed arena, they everyone screams and the sound like just kind of bounces directly down into the ring. But when you're in a stadium, they scream and it kind of goes up, and so you don't hear it until like 5 or 6 seconds later.
Okay.
I
Well,
remember
bro, when that Judgment Day music hit, was one of them moving my shit. Because I forgot he even
bro,
had the fucking briefcase, honestly.
I think they did it on purpose.
That
They had
was
to have.
lit.
But no, it was funny in the press conference, Triple H like literally like explained like the character reason why he was like, well, Drew McIntyre's fatal flaw was that he was like so obsessed with CM Punk that it lost him the belt. It's like Triple H, relax. We liked it. You ain't have to break down your decision making. It was cool. But I can't wait for that thing to be off of Damian Priest though.
He just got it, bro.
Should have lost it the next night.
That
I don't know. I've never been big on Judgment Day.
lot of folk were joking today. They grew
I
on me.
mean, yeah. Maybe I just need to watch more.
Yeah.
But
I can see why people don't like them, but they're a solid group. They do what needs to be done.
suppose. But and then what happened? Well, let's. Well, I guess before we get into that, do you want to? I was going to keep going through night two. What did you think of anything specific you want to talk about night one?
Night one, just that
Ex
Sammy Gunther match was so good.
yeah.
The Rock's entrance. I wish I was in the building for that, just specifically for the
Apparently,
entrance,
I was
because
about to say,
that looked
apparently
so
you
awesome.
are lucky that you were not there for that because apparently I was very cold that night.
Yes, I heard. That's why we almost didn't go to night two, but I'm so glad we did.
Yeah.
I might have been depressed if I missed out on that.
Relax.
But yeah, that entrance looked cool as shit. He came out with some, I guess he said Muhammad Ali's daughter gave him that belt. Was that at
Wife.
the Hall of Fame or wife? Okay. Because I completely missed that. I thought he just walked out with a random ass belt.
No, yeah, he got it at the Hall of Fame because I guess I didn't know that, but Muhammad Ali is the one that named him the People's Champion.
Oh,
Yeah, I didn't know
okay.
that.
Did not know that either. But I was so confused watching it. Motherfucker walk out with a belt, like, this piece of shit.
No, yeah, but yeah. Then after that, see, this is where I realized that oh, Triple H really knows what he's doing. Next was the 6-man tag, and I did not want to watch that stupid match. Lucky for
I feel
no.
bad because I knew that was the only match I really. I mean, there could have been another match I could have found that I didn't care for, but that's when I went to go get merch. I feel bad because, yeah, because I
No,
was doing
but
pretty good, wasn't
listen. Oh, I don't know. I didn't watch it. But the thing is that it didn't like it was quick. It was like that.
it?
And once I heard the bell, because I was watching TV. Once I realized it was that match, I went and did something. And then I heard the bell ring, and I was like, "Oh, there we go. That's how we time these shows." And no offense to like you
I
know
think
the
they just did
people I
like
didn't.
extreme shit and got the fuck on.
Yeah, and like Bubba Ray, you know, they did the get the table, what's up, all that stuff. And then they got up out of there. That's what I like to see. Not everyone
Yeah.
needs to be out there for 30 minutes. Come on now.
Hell yeah.
Speaking of people that don't need to be out there for 30 minutes,
Oh my. Is this
AJ
what
Styles.
I'm. I thought
No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
that match's
Yeah, it was fine. It's LA Knight's, you know, he's real over, but he a good character.
good.
But nah, man, AJ, he been talking about, oh yeah, it's almost over. I'm gonna embarrass myself one of these days. Hit a beautiful backflip bump on that German off the top.
No. I don't
That
know how
boy,
he can still do this shit, bro.
I don't know how he could ever do it, cause I can't.
AJ is one of the honestly, that was one of his better because his Mania track record isn't the best. That was one of the ones I enjoyed the most.
Yeah, I feel like Yeah, it's isn't it a little sad that one of his best Mania matches was with Shane McMahon?
That is his best one, and it was fucking awesome.
No, it was lit, bro.
But you would never think that, like, having AJ Styles
If
come to
you
your
looked at
company.
it, just the list of like his
Right.
Mania
He wrestled
matches,
Chris Jericho, like, and then Shane McMahon's his best one? What the hell?
Hold on. I'm gonna try to go through all his Mania matches. It was Chris Jericho,
Nakamura?
Shane McMahon. Hold on, fool. I'm doing it.
Oh, you're
Shane
going in
or
order.
I'm going in order.
Oh,
32
fuck.
was Chris Jericho, 33 was McMahon, 34 Nakamura, 35 was Orton,
That one was fine,
36
yeah.
was, yeah, it was good on TV, but apparently that was when the lights were all jacked up.
Oh, okay.
36 was Taker,
Oh, that was awesome.
37, yeah, 37, I don't know if he wrestled. Hold on.
Was in a tag match. He was in a tag match.
Oh, yeah, with Almost, right?
Yep.
Yeah, well, I wasn't really watching at that time.
38, did he wrestle? That was in
Hell,
Texas.
it was in Texas.
Did he? Fuck.
I don't know. What did he do last year?
Don't know what he did last year. Now that you just went through the matches, I only dislike one of those two of those matches. The rest of them were fine.
I think the Chris Jericho match was good. It was just he lost for
Yeah, he
some
just
stupid
lost.
reason.
Yeah.
Wait, we got that one. Hold on. I'm figuring out what he did in the last 2 years of Mania.
Don't remember. Was he in a tag thing
Oh, he
last year?
wrestled Edge. He wrestled Edge in Texas.
Okay.
That was when the Judgment Day started. And then
Yes.
he was not. He did
Might have
not
been
wrestle
injured
at
last
Mania
year.
last year. He was injured. And then he came back and wrestled for the world title. And then he got injured again shortly after.
Yeah.
Wait, he was gone for a while. I don't know, but yeah.
I'm remembering that Edge match now. And yeah, that wasn't the greatest either.
Yeah, it was long, but
Was that's the only reason I didn't fuck with it, because it was so long.
yeah. And Damian Priest got involved.
That wasn't the one he got involved in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He got involved in that match.
I thought Damien came in later. It was Damien.
You might be right.
Don't fucking know.
I don't know. Either
But
way.
AJ Styles is fucking goated.
Yeah. His music, though, not so much.
I wasn't expecting. I forgot he said he was changing his shit. His entrance was lit, but I just miss his old theme song.
Well, yeah, I don't, like, because his reasoning was like it doesn't go with his character. Man, when you got a song that's that good, it don't
Right.
matter. You're
Bro,
AJ Styles.
when it was so like dark and shit, I don't know why I thought he was coming out the evil ways. His TNA shit.
Yeah.
That'd have been lit.
But then after that, the US title match, bro, when it was I Show Speed and the
Oh yeah, that match was awesome too.
bro, when it was Speed, I was going crazy. That boy is so funny. Bro.
Oh my God.
That was a really fun match. Bro, did you see that Randy was like, yeah, I'm gonna hit like a really crazy RKO that I've never done before?
I didn't see that,
He
no.
had said that before, like a couple days before, and I'm pretty sure he was just talking about the pop-up into the RKO,
Oh,
which
really?
I don't know what other crazy RKO did he hit?
Think that was the one. I
Yeah, and
mean,
I was
he was
like,
right. He's never done that one before.
well, yeah, but it was, come
He's
on
done
now.
cooler versions, though.
Yeah, he's done way cooler. Who do you think beats Logan Paul?
LA Knight, probably.
I thought it was gonna be LA Knight, but I thought it was gonna be at Mania.
I guess they didn't want too many title changes, because there
Yeah, I
was a
guess
good
that'd be
bit
a
of
lot of
title
people
changes.
finishing stories.
Yeah. Everybody needs to finish their story at Mania, man.
Yeah. Bayley, speaking of title changes, Bayley, Io Sky.
Fire ass match.
It was really good. I did think, I don't know. I feel like the last like 5 minutes of it were like what it should have been the whole time.
What you mean by
Like, I don't know. There's this is a story that's been being built for 2 years, and Io like got gained all this success because Bayley kind of brought her up and then turned on her, and they just started like a regular wrestling match.
Yeah.
And then, like, they
Was
get to the cool stuff,
pretty
but
good.
I don't know. It was like it just started slow.
Yeah. Was the six? Never mind. That was night one. Never mind. Never mind. I was gonna say the six women tag. Was that night one? Right?
Yeah, it was.
Okay. I don't know why I thought that was night two. So that was all the matches you just ran through, and then the great main event.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. My favorite match ever.
Man. You know what's crazy though? I shouldn't have. I went back and I watched last year's main event, but right before, not right before, but like that last weekend. I shouldn't have done that because they just had the same match for 20 minutes before the crazy stuff started happening.
Hey,
Which
bro.
is like, hey, like y'all do
They're both
y'all.
good as fuck, but yeah, it's different endings. Yeah. Because yeah, that first one was like, it was so good. Like, I can get over the fact that Cody lost just because that
You know
match is good
what's
as
so
fuck.
funny though is like watching it back, I was like, oh yeah, Cody was always gonna lose this. Like
Really?
everyone was so sure that he was winning, but it's just like it really made sense for him to lose last year.
Oh, I'm glad he lost because I got to witness this year.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
I was so
But like
distraught last year.
even like with his selling, it was just like everyone was like he was just, like I don't know. It was I guess just watching it with hindsight is like,
I
oh
never
yeah.
watched it back.
Because I remember watching it live. It's just like, oh yeah, that boy is juiced up to win this title, and then he just didn't. Oh, it was terrible. But yeah,
But this year, yeah, damn.
at what point did you know 100% that Cody was winning?
When John Cena came out.
Okay, because
Mm-hmm.
I was 100% sure after night one. Because obviously, like Bloodline rules, whatever. So you stack the odds against Cody for him to win. But it was when they mirrored the shot from last year, and he was sitting all depressed in the middle of the ring. They did the exact same shot. And I'm like, he's not losing again tomorrow night. He can't. Like he literally, if he loses tomorrow, he can't even go back to AEW. He's got to go to like Ring of Honor. Like he has to win. And yeah, he did. But yeah, bro,
Bro, I was just so like hesitant on like knowing for sure he was gonna win just because like I thought he was gonna do that last year, so
Yeah.
I didn't want to get my hopes all up again, but I was like, he has to win, right?
Yeah, no, and yeah, I think I don't know, yeah, it was a really good match. Roman Reigns, you know, obviously title reign just ended, so everyone's throwing around this whole goat thing. He's up there, bro.
He really is like, yeah, he is. Did you see? No, let's talk about that. Did you see how good of in shape he was in, bro?
Abs, pecs all shredded. My God.
My God, damn! He said, I gotta be next to the rock. Hold on, let me get right real quick.
For
Golly.
real, bro.
He came out that night one. We was like everybody in the room was just bricked up because this man was looking gorgeous, bro.
I knew he was gonna be in really good shape because he had been like fully hoodied up in the whole lead up to Mania since the Rumble. I was like, oh, that boy's about to come out jacked.
That fool was swole as hell. Oh my God, that was
But
incredible. Like
yeah, no,
that
I
match
think
was start to finish, like just with everything with the run-ins. I wanted Stone Cold to come out, but when I heard the Undertaker, that was honestly that might have been better.
I don't know better. I think I don't know. I once J or once Jimmy came out and it was kind of like the cycle started rolling. I was like, I was calling it. Like I once Jimmy came out, I literally called the rest of the match, except for Undertaker. I thought it was gonna be Stone Cold. But yeah, once Jimmy came out, I was like, all right, here comes Jay, and then he just speared him off the thing, which was
That
crazy.
was
Bro. And then I was like, all right, where's Solo at? And then Solo, I'm like, all right, here's John. Like, it just, everything, just, they did it so well. It just made so much sense.
fuck, bro. But no, like this, like, because we knew John was coming because they were selling John Cena shirts and they were selling Stone Cold shirts too. But we were just sitting there waiting for Stone Cold. We was waiting for the glass to shatter, and then you just hear
Bro,
the dong.
on.
Oh, I'm getting them rock goosebumps just thinking about it right now.
Hey, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was really, really good. And like I normally like I don't like all the interference and overbooked main event stuff, but they couldn't have done that better. 'Cause it's like it's not even like all the baby faces came out to help him. It was literally just like a heel came out, baby face came out to take the heel out. Like the only thing that helped Cody Rhodes was John Cena gave Roman an AA, but it was like that, who cares? Like
It
that didn't do anything.
doesn't matter. But
And then
then, oh
finally,
yeah,
yep.
I forgot. Wait, when did the so Seth came out after The Rock, correct?
Yes. No, yeah, because John Cena came out, then The Rock Bottom's brother,
And then the
and then
Shield
Shield
music
music hits.
about
Did you
came
think
my pants
Moxley was coming
again.
out?
I swear to God, Moxie was coming
Bro,
out.
okay. Bro, because it might like I was like, no shot, but I was like, but hold on though.
Just because I was into the moment, I was looking through the
Yeah.
crowd looking for fucking Mox.
Yeah. No, yeah,
But I
I
was like,
can't, and I think everyone thought that.
it would have made no sense though. Even if like he was available, it's like, why would they need to get Mox for
Yeah. But bro, I mean, I think everyone was kind of like, even though, yeah, like rationally, it's like, no shot, but it's like, but what if?
Yeah. That would have been so sick.
Yeah.
It was like if they would have pulled off getting Mox, yeah, I don't know what to
Bruh.
think. But
Bro,
yeah,
imagine
saw Seth.
Mox
He
and
slid in,
Seth
got
do.
swept immediately.
That was a little embarrassing. Now, the best part though was Roman comes in, Superman punch, he's out of the ring before Rollins is. That boy was gone. And then yeah, Taker comes out, choke slams Rock. Ugliest choke slam I've ever seen. That boy pops on that. And then yeah, they do the chair bit with Rollins. Beautiful. And then the finish.
There's a tear in everybody's eye, man.
Golly, man.
Yo, I low-key thought he was about to kick out still,
No, yeah, me too. I was like, this ain't the finish though. But
though.
no, they couldn't have done the finish better.
Right.
But
Just an
man.
amazing match. A match to be remembered for years and years.
Oh yeah. Until
Easily,
WrestleMania
easily.
50, when the next babyface wins the title.
Yeah, but easily my favorite Mania ever.
Yeah, it was really good.
Whew.
It was
I'm so
really,
glad I
really
was
good.
there. I'm so glad I was there.
I'm happy for you that you got
Anywho,
to
you want
be
to talk about
there.
this drug deal that
What was that,
The
bro?
Rock gave
I'm not
to
going. All right, did you watch that segment live? Yeah, I was. Were y'all there?
No, we left that
Okay.
morning. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was watching it, and maybe it's just because like I watched the whole end of Mania, and I watched the press conference, and so I was like, I low key had enough of the Cody hype, and so like I was watching this, I'm like, all right, like we get it, bro. Like I was ready to see, like,
Bitch.
all right, now what's next?
I feel you on that, but nah, we gotta celebrate first, motherfucker.
I had celebrated enough.
Nah, they should have had the confetti ready for this motherfucker. He deserved
I'm not gonna
that
lie, yeah, they should
confetti.
have had, yeah.
Confetti for both nights.
But dog, 45 minutes for the opening segment.
That was a little
It
egregious.
was a little much, but
But yeah, like they the shit was confusing, but I think it's gonna be it's for a reason, of course. And I'm letting them do their thing just because of what they did. Like you just gotta let them cook now.
yeah, no facts. You think it'll be SummerSlam or you think it'll be next Mania?
Don't know. I hope it doesn't take that long because I'm kind of want to see
You
what happens
think?
next. But
So I feel like everyone's come up with like meme things that that Rock gave Cody, but what in the world could they
what could
do?
it really possibly be, though? I want to
I
just
don't
think it's
know.
like an agreement to where like he was really supposed to have that match at Mania type shit like that. That's why he was so mad about it. But like, what was so small that he could have gave him?
No, that's what I'm saying. It was like tiny because no one, like, yeah, it was a bullet. That boy gave him a bullet and
But
said, hey, watch out. I'm about to
I
like
hope
you.
it's Roman that wrestles The Rock next year. I hope it is.
Yeah.
Because Roman looks like he's ready to kill somebody.
Yeah. What do you Yeah, I feel like there's just so much stuff that still has to be like answered. I feel like they're in a really good spot to like set up
They
a
can
lot
do
more.
anything.
You think they'll do Cody Roman 3 at some point?
That'd be lit if they did.
Yeah, I think I mean, bro, seeing like the next time we see Roman is just gonna be so crazy because we haven't seen him without that title in 4 years.
That's what brought, like, I don't know. It's like, I was so glad he lost it. Now I'm ready to see his ass again.
Yeah, but not with the title. I just want to see like what is
Just want to
Roman
see what he,
Reigns
like,
gonna
I've just
do?
been one for the longest time, like, even before we knew Cody was coming back. I was like, what is he going to do after he loses that bitch? Like, realistically. Like,
And it's
honestly,
funny because
if
like
Cody didn't come back, who would he have lost it to?
Rollins maybe.
Maybe.
Cuz I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Gunther.
That had been
They could
awesome.
have done Gunther.
But do you think he's going
Yeah.
to be like Facer type shit, or like he's going to stay evil as hell, or I don't know.
No, I feel like he's got to have his redemption story.
Right.
But it's like, I don't know. I mean, yeah. They do whatever they want. I trust them entirely.
I'm
Triple
excited for
H,
it.
Paul Levesque era, I am in.
Now I'm all in.
Who's Vince McMahon?
Don't know him.
Never heard of him.
Speaking of all
But,
in, hey, Segway champion in this
there we
bitch.
go.
Yo, they released that footage. I didn't think it was gonna do it.
Bro. All right. First, before we talk about the footage, this whole situation, from the time that it happened when Jack Perry did the real glass, whatever, I saw, I was like, haha, funny, cool. And then the report came out that, see, like, a big confrontation, and CM Punk was mad about it, and everyone was talking about, like, well, yeah, Jack Perry shouldn't have done that, but CM Punk, like overreacted. It's like, why shouldn't Jack Perry have done that? Who cares? It's like, I don't understand, like, that whole thing of, like, Jack Perry did something wrong. What? He used something that got buzz on the internet, and he used it to get heat. That's what CM Punk's been doing his whole career. That's literally CM Punk's gimmick.
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Bro.
I'm just more in shock that they just was like, fuck it, let's drop this footage, let's do
Bro, they couldn't have, like, HD remastered it, put a little soundtrack behind it.
Nah, he got the point across, brother. He got the fucking point across.
That's wild. No, but yeah, I mean, what are your overall thoughts or opinions on the footage itself, them releasing the footage? What do you think about it?
I just think it's wild that all that happened before he had that fucking banger with Samoa
Dude, all the clips
Joe.
of that they've been po people have been posting, like, are so funny, bro. Like him
Bro.
watching him do his entrance when he's just strutting out there, like he didn't
No care in the
just choke.
world.
Bro. Yeah, no, I'm about to go back and rewatch that match soon with this
Match
new
is so good,
knowledge.
too, bro.
It was already so good, yeah.
But just knowing he did that and he didn't give a fuck, like, bro, what? He's a different
Bro.
level of human being.
Dude,
Like,
that man's a psycho. Cause he like lashed out on Jack Perry, like lunged at Tony Khan, and then he just goes out there like doo 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 doo. That boy.
wild. I can't believe I get to live in this era of wrestling.
It's crazy, man.
Because I don't
But
believe half this shit that be happening. I feel like I'm dreaming most of the time when I hear news. I don't think it's real.
know, right? This is
But
wild, man.
hey, man.
But I think that the way they did it, like, obviously it's a little petty that they did the footage anyway, and it low key, like, I don't know. Like, as like a mark, it's like, oh yeah, I wanted to see it. But as like when you think about it, it's like it didn't do nothing for them. It's kind of dumb for them, but the way they put it into story, I liked it.
Yeah.
It made enough sense for me that I was like, all right, sure.
That's not the footage I want to see, though.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a year prior. Oh, where was it a year prior?
Oh, Brawl Out?
Yeah. I
Yeah.
don't even want them to drop it on TV. I just want like TMZ to drop that shit or something.
Yeah.
Just to see what happened. Cause like, bro,
Bro,
just
yeah.
even like, still hearing about it, just cause like, oh, it's obvious it happened because he's not with the company no more. Like, this shit does not sound real at all.
Dude, I know, right? Yeah. Man, is this what it was like being a wrestling fan in the Attitude Era?
It must have been. Had to be.
But now it's like the internet exists.
Literally everybody knows now. Even if you're not a wrestling fan, you know about this shit. I want to see if CM Punk will say anything back.
Come on now. He definitely
will. I know he will.
Bro. It might be in 2 years, but he'll say something eventually.
They just put him on SmackDown this week.
Bro, yeah, we don't
fuck it. But yeah, hey man, it's helping that CM Punk and fucking Jungle Boy or Jack Perry, because they said Jungle Boy's shirts went up. He's number one selling in New Japan and shit. People buying House of Torture shirts and shit. What the hell? Bro, insanity. And then CM Punk is the fucking most over guy in the world.
Dude, they were chanting for him. That was so bad. Can't have people chanting for CM Punk. Not anymore.
Can't wait till he's healthy either, bro. Because I like his shit with Drew going on right now.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he's a lot closer to being healthy than, like, they telling us on TV. Like, I feel like, obviously, I don't know, he's an old man, so he's going to get hurt immediately anyway. But I feel like...
I low-key think he could have been ref at Mania.
He could have been. And I guess they could have done the same thing. Because all he needed to do was be there to kind of beat up Drew. But it made more sense that he was commentator, because it was like he literally had no involvement. Like, there was nothing for Drew to be up in his face about. And so it really was just Drew's fault.
Yeah, it was Drew's fault. That shit was cool.
Yeah.
But, man. But,
no, I love how CM Punk was on commentary. He's like, I can't even hear what you're saying, bro. Oh, you didn't even see.
I didn't hear it. No, I didn't hear it.
He's like all up in CM Punk's face, and CM Punk's like, I don't know what you're saying. I got headphones on.
I need to go back and watch some of the matches just to hear like commentary and shit, and just see the camera angles and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, what a week of wrestling. But next week we gotta do AEW predictions.
Yo, is Dynasty already?
Dynasty's next weekend.
Oh, did you see Okada try to kill Pac last night?
No, what happened?
Bro, he just threw a chair in his face and hit him so hard.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
That was wild.
Come on now, it's Attitude Era 2.0, bro. That's nothing.
Everybody on that fuck shit, bro.
Mm-hmm. They did that on Raw. Liv Morgan, I think, threw a chair at Rhea Ripley.
And that was funny as fuck. Bro. I forgot they even had a story, bro. I know it's like an older story, but I forgot about it then.
Yeah, me too. I'm not going to lie. But yeah, man. Wrestling is good right now.
I love it.
And I feel like AEW is going to be so hot in like 6 months. Like, I feel like right now, like, they just got Ospreay, just got Okada, just got Sasha, which, what are they doing with her, bro? They need to get to it with something. Sasha, what's she doing?
I don't know. What is she doing?
I mean, I
didn't watch this. I've seen clips.
Well, she's in a story with, like, Willow Nightingale and Julia Hart, but it's just like, I don't know. You bring Sasha in and you got her doing that?
No. I don't know.
You got to have Sasha... Mercedes, I feel like you got to have her doing something better than that. But
hey, let them cook, bro. Let them
like,
cook.
Yeah, you got Ospreay in a main event match with Daniel Bryan. You got Okada already strapped up with Wrestling Pack. And then you got Mercedes feuding with Willow Nightingale.
Bro, you don't need too much sauce on that show, bro. That's too much already. You already named two matches that can be the show on its own.
That's true. And then you got Swerve and Joe.
Oh, I forgot that's happening too.
Mm-hmm. I feel like they got to add a stipulation to that. They got to do like an I Quit or like a
something.
Like a match. Well, maybe.
Need to see some blood. You said a what match?
I was going to say a chain match, but maybe not. Maybe not that.
Let's not do that. Yeah. The way it's been going, they might. They would have to.
Yeah.
The other two matches are going to be normal ass matches.
Mm-hmm. And what else happened on the show? I don't know, but we're going to talk about it next week.
What else needs to happen?
Literally not. Like Bucks versus FTR?
That is that.
Dog, all these matches, it's going to be in front of like 4,000 people.
No, no, no. They be selling good for the pay-per-views. You
we'll
know where
see.
Is that?
St. Louis, bro.
No, shit.
Hold on. I'm about to. Do you follow WrestleTix on Twitter?
No, that I don't boy. Follow them, but they pop up on my shit sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, I'm about to see how many tickets are sold.
How many is distributed?
Uh-huh. This boy got some good info. But while I look for that, what else you want to discuss with the family, with the audience, with the untrained marks?
With the untrained marks, yeah. Is that what our fans are called?
Yeah.
I seen one, he commented that. He said, since I'm just an untrained mark. Oh, yeah. Everybody else in the comments talking about some Roman needs to keep his belt. Yeah. Go suck my dick. Suck my dick.
Oh, my goodness.
That was about to piss me off.
Oh, my goodness. They, as of 3 days ago, have sold 5,600 tickets.
5,600.
So.
Well, damn.
Better than the TVs are doing, but yeah. Listen, I feel like they will bounce back, though. I feel like in like 6 months, once Ospreay is really more established, once Okada is really like firmly in place, once Joe or not Joe, whatever his name is, Swerve is champion, I feel like I feel like they'll get back up to kind of being in a steady place. Once MJF is back, come on now. Come
who said
on,
he's going? Who said he's? Who said he's going to AEW, bro?
Bro, don't be dumb. you know Dynasty was the name of his faction in MLW.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I guess it might be coming back then. Shit.
Oh yeah, dude. I'm not. Adam Cole's coming back at some point.
He's gotta be, bro.
Which I don't even know if I like.
He's
do we
been
even
out
care
for
about watching?
Ever?
Yeah, since like September, right?
Yeah. But I feel like it's going
Do
to be better
care?
This time because he was a babyface. And, you know, mm-hmm. Adam Cole will be cooking when he's a heel.
Oh, yeah. But do we still care about Adam Cole versus MJF?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe. Shit.
I mean, at this point, I'd much rather watch MJF versus Okada, MJF versus Swerve, MJF versus Ospreay. I'd much rather watch all them matches.
Well,
but it would be cool if they do
have
MJF
first, motherfucker.
I know, but hopefully it's not too drawn out. But it would make sense. They'll probably do that at Wembley again.
Yeah,
that was
maybe
the main event of last year.
I wonder what
and
the main event is going to be this year. Swerve versus Ospreay.
Damn. Yeah.
Disgusting.
And then
that's crazy.
Okada Omega.
Nah. Wembley, nah. I don't think so. That'd be crazy.
Why not?
You think Omega gonna be back by then, bro?
Wembley, it's in August. It's at the end of August.
I'm just not expecting, so I'm more happy when it happens.
Yeah, no, I just came up with that, but I don't. What do you think Okada will be doing, bro? Imagine Okada Joe.
That's fire. That's pretty
bro,
fire.
Bro, they can do anything. That's the thing about AEW. They can be doing anything. Okada Danielson. Oh, no, they already did that.
I wouldn't that mind another one. I'm not going to lie.
Nah, Danielson versus Nigel McGuinness.
Yeah, okay. I think that's happening for real. I think it's happening.
Or you could do Danielson Omega again if Omega's ready. But no, they announced all the rest of the pay-per-views for this year, and the WrestleDream pay-per-view is going to be in like a 20,000-seat arena, so I think that's going to be Danielson's like official retirement match.
Yeah.
And it's in like Washington, which is where he's from.
Oh, yeah, fuck. Yeah. I don't think he's retiring.
Well, you
he's
know.
He's not going to be full-time for real.
Yeah.
He wrestled in Mexico recently versus Blue Panther.
Yeah,
I need to watch that.
It.
I need to watch it. His match with Hechicero was lit.
Yeah. There, dude, Danielson wrestles so much that, like, I don't even have time to watch it all.
Hey, bro. He's giving you a lot of shit, so when he's gone and taking
then
care
you
of
get
his
to go back and
kids.
Watch
yeah, yeah. Like, damn, I miss Danielson. Oh, you ain't seen this match yet. Oh, facts. His
Bro, do you
fucking
know how
80
many
matches in
Danielson
Mexico.
matches? Bro, do you know how many matches that he had? Like, them hour plus 60-minute matches from Ring of Honor?
I was there, I was watching Danielson, like maybe before we recorded. I
Yeah, nice.
was watching him versus Jushin Thunder Liger. Bald headed ass boy.
That match happened.
Yeah, Ring of Honor.
Wow.
Bro, so many matches that he's had that you would like be like, what the fuck that happened? Yeah.
But
The goat
yeah,
right there.
what else do we have to say before we wrap this thing up?
I don't know if we have anything else to say. We didn't got it
No.
off our chest. I wish we had the predictions, but you know, we'll get them next week. I
Yeah, we got them
promise
next
we'll
week.
get them next week. I
Yeah, you
promise.
heard him,
I'll
y'all.
make that shit happen.
No, but I did hear I got at least one or two people that was at the Firestar show last weekend that were like, "I like your podcast."
Nice. How was that? I wanted to ask you about that. How was that?
Oh, it was all right. Again, I didn't really get to see much of the show,
How
but
was
my
your
match
match?
was lit. It
You
was
got your
good.
ass beat?
No. I wanna rewatch it, but we don't have footage yet. But Koji was real happy with it.
Hell yeah. I seen you and DK tried to fuck on Kidney, bro.
Indeed.
I've only
Yeah.
seen one match so far, and it was Dash's and DK's because Dash records all his shit.
Yeah.
But yeah,
But
man.
no, it was good. It was real fun.
Yeah, I should be back soon. You gonna wrestle me? Nah, we already gonna wrestle somewhere else. We need to get a singles match in though.
Yeah, I'll just jack up your shoulder again.
That's fucked up.
It'll
Why
be
would you even
nice and
say that?
quick.
That's
'Cause I
fucked
need you
up.
to remain being a full-time podcaster.
No. I don't know how much longer I could not be wrestling for. Bitch, why'd you just mute yourself?
All
I hear
right,
you,
that's our
motherfucker.
cue.
Yeah.
It's time to go.
And it's time to go. But yeah, that was this, what was it, episode 8? Nine?
That's episode 10.
10? That's 10 already? Hey,
That's
what
10,
percent is
boy.
that? That's 1% to a thousand. That's 1% to a
Yes.
thousand.
Oh, brother.
1% to a thousand, 99% to go. And it's time for the outro.
What?
The outro.
What you talking about, brother?
What is it? What is that?